Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Masechtas Me'ilah. We are on Daf Gimel. We're on the fourth line where it says, Chatos Shemesa Mi'isle Me'ilah. If a Chatos died, is there even Me'ilah on a dead Chatos? We ended off by saying yesterday that there was. Is that even true, that there's Me'ilah on a dead animal? V'atnan, but we learned. Chatos Hamesos. Chatas that has to die. There are five chatases that have to die. Right? Vlad chatas, Tmurath chatas, chatas where the owner died. Chatas, I forgot the other two. One's too old, and I forgot the fifth one. They have to die. You have such a chatas, it got too old. What do you do with it? You put it in a room, and you walk away, you come back a month later, it's dead. Right? Those chatases. Or mos, or the money. Haholchos liyam hamelach. That has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. Whatever the case that is, where the money, you designated it for a chatas and then it got too old. Well, the chatas didn't get too old. Maybe the owner died. So the money was supposed to be for a chatas, the owner died. What do you do with the money? Throw it in the Yam HaMelech. Those two cases, lo nanin, you're not allowed to have enough from that debt, from that chatas shemesa. It has to die. But, v'lo malin, be not over me'ilah. So what do you see? What do you see? Ula said yesterday that there's an Isra Me'ila Midrabanan. And hey, you see, it's not true. No Me'ila. So Amri, Chatos Hamesos Bechayehen, a Chatos that has to die. When it's alive, so we have to bring it to the room and then lock the door and call back in a month, that Chatos Bedilin Minhon. People stay away from it. Nobody's going to go near that chatas to go ride it and to go milk it. No one's going to do that. No one's going to go near that animal. They stay away from it. Why? Rashi and Mefarish says it's mios. Nobody wants to go near such an animal. So there's no issue that someone's going to enjoy that animal. Therefore, we have to make a din that there's I skipped. Lafuke, to exclude, hecha demechayim, when it's the other animals, the lobadili meaning. Well, you don't stay away from them. Why should I stay away from stam an animal? Behema, what's wrong? I won't stay away from it because it's not inherently mios. Nothing wrong with it. So I won't stay away from it. Therefore, the only reason why there was no gezeira on the chatos shemesos is because you can stay away from it anyway. Of course there's me'ila on dead things. Of course. Why did they only make a gzeira on live, not on chattises? Why not? Because you can stay away from that anyway. So there's no reason to make an gzeira of me'ila. But on the other animals, there is a gzeira. But ula holds, there is a gzeira even on, of course there's me'ila even on chattises. Me'ila on everything. Okay. New topic. From the old topic. Eisvei Rabbi Yosef l'Rabba. Rabbi Yosef asked Rabba the following question. Yesterday, Rabba said that if you shecht a behema, a carbon, in the wrong place, it's supposed to be in the tzafon, and you shecht it in the darom, you did that. Rabba said, if you ended up putting it on the mizbeach, take it down. It's so wrong that it has to come down. That's what Rabba said yesterday. Right? Shini makom, has to come down. So Rabbi Yosef asked a kasha to Rabba, and the following kasha. It's not a normal question. Chada migo chada, v'chaga migo chada. There are three mishnayos in Masechtas Psachim, in Masechtas Zvachim, that when they put the three mishnayos together, I have a kasha on that. And the kasha is going to be, if you do a shchita, really a malika with a bird, which is the same thing, if you do a malika in the wrong place, and then you bring it up on the mizbeach, it stays there. So how come by the bird it stays there? And you said it has to come down? That's going to be the question. Now, in order to get to that question, we have to do this big mafarish inside. He's very verbose, very wordy. So it's easy. It's an easier mafarish than Rashi, because he's more wordy. So let's go. It's the one that says, Eisvei Rabbi Yosef l'Rabba, Chada mido chada, v'chada migo chada. Klomar, shalom matzalo kasha mi mishnah achas. We don't have a kasha from one mishnah. ad shedikdek gimel mishnayis zumizu. You need three mishnayis to derive the halacha, vizumizu, and this one from that one, A to B, B to C. Then, v'hem et ashlishis b'shinui makom, it should say the word malika. And then, we're going to have a case of a shinui makom by malika. And then we're going to ask, v'katani, ba im alu lo yardu. If you put it up, it's the wrong bird, the wrong avoda, the wrong malika. We'll see what it means. And then im alu lo yardu, it doesn't have to come down. And you, Rabbi, said it has to come down. It's a kasha on you, Rabbi. Ve'elu ha-mishnayis v'masechta zvachim. This is the mishnayis. Shrei minayu, two of them, have a beperek chatos ha'of, are in that perek. V'ashlishis beperek ha-samachlo. And the third one's in the perek right next to it. V'achik etani ha-sam. And this is what it says over there. Now, chatos ha'of is below the red line. Olas ha'of is done above the red line. You can always remember, Ola starts with an ayin, and Ola means it with an ayin. So the Ola is always above the red line. Chatos is below the red line. Okay, by birds. Reverse. By animals, it's the reverse. Reverse. But by birds. So Chatos ha'of, a Chatos ha'of, she'asa kimaisa olas ha'of, you did it in the wrong place. Ve'olas ha'of, she'asa kimaisa Chatos ha'of, right? You did the opposite what you're supposed to do. The Gemara is going to say over there in Zvachim, the Chol Hani, the Tani Hasam, Haisa Hainu, Sheshina, Bimakom, Malika, Vishinui Hazah. You did Malika in the wrong place, or you sprinkled it in the wrong place. When I said above the red line and below the red line, what do I mean? What do you do? Malika, and you kill the bird, and then sprinkling the dam. It's either above the red line or below the line, you did it wrong. Fikatani Hasam. And the Mishnah say further, Vikulan, all these cases, afagaf shishina bahen, even though you changed, lo chashivi kin nevela, it's not a nevela. Even though the carbon's the wrong carbon, I did it in the wrong place. A bird is supposed to be shechted with malika. So I did the malika, I did it in the wrong place. So did I render the bird a nevela now? Says the Gemara, no. It's the wrong place, the wrong sprinkling. But since you did Malika, which is the right thing to do, okay, so you did it in the wrong place. It doesn't render the bird a nevela, right? Ella, Dunan ki Malika, it's a valid Malika. It's a valid Malika. It was in the wrong place, so maybe you don't get your check mark for bringing the carbon. Ve'enan metamin begadim abeis ablia, and there's no tuma on this bird if you eat it. Normally, there's tuma on a nevela of a bird. A kosher bird. If you eat it, it's a tumas nevela, basically means when you swallow it. If you touch it, there's no tumah. Only tumah when you swallow it. Then you become tummy, and whatever you wear, it becomes tummy. That doesn't apply here, because it's not a nevela. The ein umo, ein matarim begadim abeis ablia, umol and behen, and there's no me'ila either, the lo yatsu mikedusha son, because it didn't leave from its kedusha. Right? I'm sorry, umol and there is me'ila. There is me'ila, because it didn't leave from its kedusha. Chutz, except for chatos ha'ov she'asa lamata mechura sikra, a chatos ha'ov done below the red line, kimaisa chatos ha'ov l'shem chatos, because he did everything right. Chatos below the red line, I did everything l'shem chatos, all good. Tahainu kimitzvasa, I did what I'm supposed to do. The mitzvasa ha've lamata mechura sikra, that's what I'm supposed to do. The ain molin ba, there's no meila. Sharei la yesh la achshav shas hetel kahanim, because now the kahanim can eat it. If the kahanim could eat it, there's no me'ila. Why is that? That's what we said yesterday. Once the kahanim are able to eat the animal, there's no more me'ila. Right? Kachi kachim. Once it's shechted, there's no me'ila, because the kahanim can eat it. Well, the shechting is not the key. The key is the zrika. That's tomorrow's daf. Right? Shechting doesn't do anything. It's the zrika. Afagav the Tana Bahi Mishna Atma Olas Osh Asalamail Danakimitzvasa Lotani Dein Molin Ba Mishum Da Ola Kifine. That's a separate story. Okay? So back to the Gemara. So Rabba said if you shecht an animal in the wrong place and you put it on the Mizbech, that has to come down. But the first Mishnah says in Zvachim, Vikulan, all these birds, right, and you changed the place of the Malika, did it in the wrong place, or you changed the place of sprinkling. You did it in the wrong place. V'kul, and all those birds, ain matamin begadim abeis abliya. They do not create any tumma. Why? As Rashi said, the Mefarish said, it's no nevela. It's not a nevela. Why? Because you did a good malika. I was in the wrong place. That's true. But a malika you still did. Umaolin behed. But there is me'ila. Right? Why is there me'ila? Why is there me'ila? The reason why there is me'ila is because at the end of the day, you still did it in the wrong place. So it's not a valid carbon. It's not, it's hair splitting. Regarding tumah, it's not tame. Regarding me'ila, there will be me'ila. Why? It's not a valid carbon. If it's not a valid carbon, it's kachin that went bad. Kachin that went bad creates me'ila. So it's not, understand? Okay?
But you're allowed to eat it, right?
What? No, I don't think you're allowed to eat it. Because if you eat it, you're over me'ila. If you're allowed to eat it,
there
would.
It's not nevela,
exactly. It's not nevela. Why is it not nevela? Because at the end of the day, that's how you shech kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, by doing malika.
If you can't eat it, what's enough to make it? If it's nevela or not, you can't eat it.
No, so you're not tummy. That's the difference. You're not tummy. But you can't eat it. And if you eat it, you're over me'ila.
Is there such a thing as piggle by birds?
We're getting to piggle, yes. We're getting to piggle. Don't worry. Yes, it's piggle by birds. Chutz, except for Michatas Ha'ov, except for Achatas Ha'ov, Sha'asa Lamata, which you did below the red line, Kimais Achatas Ha'ov, like you're supposed to do, L'Shem Chatas, because that's what you're supposed to do. Good? Vikatani Iluva, and we learned a second Mishnah there in Zvachim. There are other psulin you can do regarding Malika. The first one was the wrong place, above or below. How about this? You do malika, let's say at night, where there's no shechita, you're not supposed to do that. Or you use your left hand. It's a different kind of psol. So that one, kol shahaya pisolo bakodesh, right? Here the psol came before I even came into the kol shahaya pisolo bakodesh. Right, it was a different issue. Like I did it at night, or I used my left hand. Again, eino matame begadim abeis ablia. It does not create. Thank you. It does not create tumah.
What do you mean
abeis ablia? I don't understand that. A bird that's the nevela.
Yeah.
You only become tumah if you eat it.
A bird that's the
nevela. Yeah. Besides the avera of eating nevela. Forget that avera. You become tame only when you eat it. If a cow drops dead, got some disease and it drops dead, you touch that cow, you become tame. Tumas nevela. If a bird drops dead, you don't become tame tumas nevela. Until you eat it. Beis ablia means your throat.
Whatever
the shear is. So once you swallow it, then you become tame. So it's saying over here that even though this bird is puzzled to be a carbon. Why is it puzzled? Because you used your left hand.
Right.
It's a different kind of psul than the wrong place.
Right.
I used my left hand. It's not an avela. You know why it's not an avela? Because it's kachim enough because I did malika. I used the wrong hand. Okay, so it's not a carbon. But it's not an avela.
So, and if I do swallow a piece, I do become
tame? You don't. The eino matame because of abeis ablia. You don't become tame. Right? Says Rashi, Eino matame because of basically, the hainu chada miga chada. This explains is two of the three cases. Right? Klomar, dachi daikinan, tchihechi dahi diktani vikulin e matame begadim. When do we say there's no tuma? Bishini maka malika, kidmakminan hasam. Just like before, when you change the place, there's no malika, there's no. When you change the wrong, you did it in the wrong place. There's no tumah. Why is there no tumah? Because at least you did a valid malika. Right? You did a valid malika, so there's no tumah. It's hard. A lot of moving parts here. You did a valid malika, even though it's in the wrong place. You did the maisa malika was valid. Therefore, there's no tumah. Right? Af hachanami. The tani kol shei apostle bakodesh. Enam tami gadim, mairi bishini makom malika. Okay, I'm not sure what he meant by that.
Does the same thing work by regular shkita? If you do shechita in the wrong place?
Yes.
By an animal.
Well, Rabba said, if you do shechita in the wrong place, im olu yardu. We're developing now that by birds it's going to be different. Im olu lo yardu. And what's the difference between an animal and a bird? What's the difference? The third case. Now, v'kal shelo haya psal ba'kodesh, right? It was no psal kodesh, right? For example, let's say you use a knife for a bird. You use a knife. It's a third case, right? That's not the third mishnah, but it's another case. What if you use a knife instead of your finger for malika? That's not malika. Now, metame kad begadim abeis abliya. Now you do render yourself tummy if you eat that bird.
Right?
Why? Because it's not kachem at all. It's nothing. It's mamish and avila. You eat that, you become tummy. Third case. The katani, the third case. Kal shahaya pesola bakodesh. What? No, it's really the third. It's the third mishnah.
If you touch it, you're not
tummy. You have to swallow it. It's only by birds, like that rule. It's only by birds. Kal shahaya pesola bakodesh. In any of these situations, im alu lo yardu. If it went up, it doesn't have to come down. And what's in the case? The wrong place. I did malika in the wrong place. All these cases, imol liyardu. Rabbi said imol liyardu. Tiyufta the Rabbi. Tiyufta. Rabbi's wrong. Rabbi's wrong. Is it beferish in Mishnah? He said argue on Rabbi. Rabbi can't argue on Mishnah, and therefore Rabbi's wrong.
The problem I always have is Rabbi knew the Mishnah.
What?
Rabbi knew the Mishnah.
So it could very well be. It could very well be that maybe someone heard Rabbi say it wrong. The Talmidim, right? It was a miscommunication, and it can't be a pshat. Rabbi never said such a thing. It can't be. It's right. It can't be right. If you want to be nice to Rabbi, he never said such a thing.
I can't remember the Mishnah. So if it's Rav Shimon who was saying it, was he a daskyachid or something like that?
Well, that's, we're going to get to that. That question is going to be asked on Sunday.
Okay.
Now.
Amazing. We know what
right.
It's going to be on Sunday.
Now we're not done. No, we are going to get to it. V'hapligi bar Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef. And what Rabba and Rabbi Yosef argued about, they argued about if it goes up, do you bring it down or not? Now, what he's saying, well, if Rabba knew every Mishnah, how could he argue? What was he arguing with Rabbi Yosef about? I don't know. Maybe the Talmidim said Rabba said that. Right?
Usually when they have tips, it's not on a direct Mishnah.
Right. So maybe because why we have three Mishnahs. Okay, so Rabba and Yosef argued on that point. Im olu yardu or not. They argued on that. Pshitele le Rebbe Lazar. That was easy. The Rebbe Lazar had no kash on that. He had no issue with that. To him, it was easy. No machlokas. The Amar Rebbe Lazar, listen to this. You lived in the times when you're allowed to bring a bama. Okay? Sometimes it was allowed. And you had a bama in your backyard. And you donated an animal to bring it for a carbon, which you were allowed to do. So, olas bamas yachid. You had an ola of a bamas yachid, and before you brought the ola, you said, you know what? Why should I go to the bamas yachid in my backyard? I'm going to bring it to the Mishkan, and I'll make it into a bamas tzibur, the Mishkan. There was no Beis HaMikdash then. I'll bring it to the Mishkan. So you change your mind, and you schlep the animal to the Mishkan. Shehechnisa lifnim, you brought it inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Tachik haninan tanan taman b'mesechtas zvachim b'perek basra ma bein bamas yachid lebamas tzibur. What's the difference between a private bama and a public bama? Dahainu mizbeach, which is just a mizbeach. What's the difference? Bamas yachid, the bamas yachid, eina teuna tzafon, does not require the north. There's no north in your backyard. V'lo tenufa, no waving. Lo hagasha, no din of bringing it close. Lo reach nichoach, none of these things. The Eino Nifsal B'yotze, there's no Yotze. Oh, you took it out of the yard? There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Im Hikdish Behema Lakriva Olas Bamas Yachid, B'shat Heter Bamos, when you're allowed to do this. The Nimlach, you change your mind. And now, the Echnisa Lefnim Lazara, Lakriva Mizbeach, you change your mind, you want to bring it out to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan. Change your mind. So, says the Gemara, Kaluta mechitzos l'kol davar. That's okay. Now you brought it to the Mishkan. The Mishkan has mechitzos. The Mishkan has rules. You in your backyard, there were no rules. Here there's rules. Your animal now is subject to all the rules. All the rules it's subject to, right? Therefore, it'll be possible if you shecht it in the wrong place. It'll be possible if you take it out. It'll be all these things. Will be all these things now apply. They didn't apply before.
Why did they need the cousin of the bomb before? What's it adding to?
Because we're trying to. Because you'll see why. You'll see why. Now, boy, Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar asked the following question: Olas bamas yachid. In Olas bamas yachid, and you did three things. Number one, shehechnisa. You decided to change your mind. You're not going to bring a bamas yachid. You're going to bring a bamas tzibur. You're going to go to the mishkan. So you walk into the mishkan with it. Then shenifsala. Then some psul happened. Okay? Some psul happened. Right? Like, for example, like what? He shechted it in the wrong place. It's supposed to be in the tafon. And he shechted it in the darom. And then va'alu. Then you put it on top of the mizbeach. Right? Mahu shiardu. Does it have to come down or not? So asks the Gemara, Marcel and Josh, it's Kasha. Since the Gemara asks the question, in these stages, first it was a Bamas Yochid. Then you change your mind, you can bring it to the Bamas Tzibur. And then you add a Psul. And then you put up on the Mizbeach. So Michlal, we see from here that the Idach, every other Ola, a normal case of the Beit HaMikdash, a normal case, Pshitale, it was clear to him, Ikaraba, Ikarab Yosef. Which one's right? Does it go up or down or not? Chada, Migo Chada, Miboyale. Right? So, says the Gemara, no, maybe Elazar would have a Shaila, even in a regular case of Ola. So why did it bring the crazy case of a Bama? Here's why.
If you do it privately, you don't need the Kohanim, right? But if you
That's right.
Communally, you need the Kohanim. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why did he have to pick a funny case of the Bama? Make it so confusing and so it only happened like 50 years in history of Bamas. What's going on here? I'll tell you why. Ad kan lo karama rabba hasam. When Rabba said that if it's olu yardu, you got to bring it down. That's im olu yardu mechita ketikna pasla. That's true. Im olu yardu mechita ketikna pasla. I started off. I walked into the Beis Hamikdash. The minute I walked into the Beis Hamikdash, the rules of the Beis Hamikdash apply. That's what it means. Mechitza, the mechitzos of the Beis HaMikdash, the rules. Kitikna applied immediately. Pasla. And therefore, im Allah, yardu. Why? Because when I walked into the Beis HaMikdash with this animal, the rules applied. And the rules are, you can't shecht an animal in the wrong place. And therefore, im olu yardu. Has to come down. I'm sorry. However, Odilma, afilu l'Rabbi Yosef, the Amar, im ala lo teired, mechitza kitikna kalta.
No, I skipped one,
I'm sorry. Rabbi Hasim, im alu yardu mechitza kitikna pasla. Shelo kitikna lo pasla. But over here, I started off with an animal that didn't have any rules. No kohen, no place, no yotze. There were no rules on a carbon bomb with yachid. So maybe if I changed my mind and brought it into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan now, where there are rules, maybe those rules don't apply to this animal. Because it started off with a carbon with no rules. Now that I walked into the Mishkan, all of a sudden the rules apply? Maybe not. I could bring it here, because why not? But the rules don't apply. And therefore, if I shechted it in the wrong place, that's fine. It would not have to come down. Because when I started off with this animal, it was in the right place. There was no halacha's a place. Well, no, in your backyard, don't play. Oh, there you can check it, you can't check it. There's nothing like that. Do whatever you want. There's no rules.
Can I do the reverse? Can I say, I'm going to bring a carbon to the Mishkan and say, listen, man, I'd rather give it to my backyard.
I don't know. It's a fair question.
Then it would be Mila.
Correct.
Then it would be Mila. You can't take it out of the...
Right, exactly. Once you do that, you can't take it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Once it's dead in there as a carbon zebra, you can't take it out. Because that's rules. Yeah. Start it off with rules. So you can't take it out. Here, there's no rules. Right? So maybe it would be different. Maybe here, Olu Yered. And now the exact thing. Odilma. Afilu Rabbi Yosef. Even Rabbi Yosef said, Im Olu Lo Yardu. Afilu Rabbi Odilma. Afilu Rabbi Yosef. The Amar Im Ola Lo Teyred. Right? Im Ola Lo Teyred. That's because Mechitza Ketikna Katla. Because the rules of the Mishkan grab onto it. And therefore what? Right? Shelo Ketikna Lo Katla. Right? And if it's not with any rules, right? Maybe he would agree that Im Olu Teyred. Maybe he would agree to that. And the answer is Teku.
From inside.
So maybe only by rules. That's where this, when I have rules, then I hold Im Olu Teyred. But if I come from a place with no rules, maybe the opposite, maybe Im Olu, then I would agree Teyred.
Right.
Teku. Okay?
That's why
a little counterintuitive, but it's a teiku. Okay, that was the easy part of today's daf.
Goodbye.
Now it's hard. This daf goes into tomorrow. So we have to do this whole thing again tomorrow, because you're not going to remember it. It's so hard. Here we go. Amar of Gidl Amar Rav. Rav Gidl Amar Rav said two things. He said two statements. Okay? Statement number one. Now the halacha is, when you have an animal, right, and you have a piggle thought, okay? There's a whole cup for this. You have a piggle thought. The piggle thought, if you have a piggle thought, and you never, one second. If you have a piggle thought, and you never do the Zrikas Hadam, it doesn't make any sense. How could you never do the Zrikas Hadam? Right?
Part of the avodah, we can
right,
that.
Right.
No, then it's not pickle.
What?
I think it's because it's not pickle.
Right, so it's not pickle. So you have to do the last avodah is Zrikas Hadam.
Right.
That has to be done. There can't be pickle without Zrikas Hadam. Right? If you don't finish the avodah, there can't be pickle.
No.
Pickle means
everything's perfect except for
Zrikas Hadam
is one step before pickle.
No. I could have a pickle thought at any of the four avodos.
But it doesn't go active until you eat it or the Mizbeach eats it.
Correct.
That's one step.
You have to eat it. Right. So what if you eat it before the Zrikas Hadam? Then you're not over the Isra of pickle.
Correct.
Right? If you eat it before Zrikas Hadam, you're not over the Isra of pickle. You all agree to that? That's the halacha. Zrika, which is the final avoda, allows you to be, it makes pickle eligible, makes pickle possible. Without Zrika, there's no pickle. Pickle means you have a wrong thought. I'm going to eat it, and then you eat it. If you don't eat it, there's no pickle. We always skip that step. You have to eat the meat of the behemoth. So if I eat it before I did the Zrika, there's no pickle. Okay?
If I eat it before I did the Zrika,
I never did the Zrika. I had a pickle thought, and I went to that Yom, it was only half listening, and I thought that if I do pickle, stop right there. I ate it before pickle kicked in. Why did pickle not kick in? Because I didn't do Zrikas Hadam.
What are you supposed to do?
Now you're allowed to eat it.
You're supposed to eat it after Zrikas Hadam.
After Zrikas.
Then you can eat it. What?
What do you want to eat it before? Pickle aside.
Nothing. Maybe. Me'ila. Wait, so it depends. Wait, it depends. If it's Kachay Kachim, you're over Me'ila.
Right.
If it's Kachay Kalim, you're over nothing.
Right.
Why are you over nothing? Because it doesn't, the carbon doesn't become Kodesh until it's brought. What does it mean, brought? Do everything.
So if you have cut your column and you have a pickle thought, you better go eat it before the Zrika.
Exactly.
Right.
You're over nothing.
Correct. Yeah. Except you didn't do your carbon.
What?
Your carbon not satisfied.
Okay, but you're not over pickle.
Correct.
But you might allow.
No,
no. Not on cut your column.
Excuse me.
So, right, because cut your column, only becomes Me'ila eligible
after Zrika.
Right? Says with Gidol Amarav, that's all good regarding the laws of Pigle. Now, so Gidol Amarav says two things. Number one, Zrikas Pigle, Eina Motzi Bidei Me'ila B'Kachay Kachim, does not take it out of the category of Kachay Kachim. What does that mean? Let's look at the Mefarish. Zrikas Pigle, the Rashi here, the Mefarish, Eina Motzi Bidei Me'ila B'Kachay Kachim. Klomar.
Right. Why not?
Well, let's see what he said first. Before he asks why, let's see what. Klomar. The Zrikas Pigle, the Zrika of Pigle, ain't a chashuva kolkach. That Zrika, you know, Pigle thought, is not such a good Zrika. Shetotzi basar kachim kachim midei meila kizrika kshera. Now, once you do a zrika kshera by kachim kachim, can there be meila? No. Once you do a kosher zrika by kachim kachim, there's no more meila. Why? You're allowed to eat it now. Now it's mutter to eat
by the meat.
Kachim kachim. Once you do zrika by kachim kachim, it's no more meila. Why? Because you're allowed to eat the meat now.
Right. But there could be
piggle. One second. Piddle. By a regular case of Zrika. Once you do the Zrika, can there be me'ila anymore?
No.
Why not? You're allowed to eat it now. Right. That's exactly what happens. The Zrika allows me to eat it. Right. If I'm a Kohen, if I'm not a Kohen, right, whatever the rules are, once you do Kachi Kachim, once you do the Zrika on Kachi Kachim, you're allowed to eat it. Says with Gidol Marav. However, Zrikas pigel, ain a chashuva kolkach shetotzi basar kachim kachim midei meila kizrika kshera. Not if it's pigel. If it's pigel, it's still going to be meila. Why? Because the zrika didn't let me eat it. Because I had a pigel thought. So I can't eat it anyway.
So you say the zrika is not a zrika?
It's a zrika. I did a zrika. I did a mice zrika.
Okay.
But it's not a halachic zrika. Yeah. Why not? Because it's pigel now. And therefore, I can't eat it. It's still me. The case is, I had a piggle thought,
right,
and I did Zrika Saddam.
That makes it pig.
Exactly.
Right.
So, and what happens if I eat it?
Okay.
I'm over piggle. Forget about that. I'm over me'ila too. Because I never did a valid Zrika.
Right.
I'm over me'ila also.
How come you never did a valid Zrika? Why is it not valid?
Because it was piggle related. It was piggle. So since I never did a valid Zrika, meat never became edible. If the meat never became edible, I'm over me'ila if I eat it.
What does it mean, valid zrika? If you need the zrika...
Valid zrika means without pigle.
I understand that, but if you need zrika to make it pigle, then obviously the zrika means something.
What?
There's no pigle without zrika, right?
Right.
How can you say that the zrika is not a valid zrika?
It's valid for purposes of, I don't know.
It's not good enough to remove
the me'ila. It's not good enough to remove the me'ila. Before Zrika, if I ate it, I'm over me'ila. We all agree to that.
Right?
Right? Over me'ila. The Zrika is not good enough to get rid of the me'ila. You hear that?
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
There's me'ila with the offer.
What offer? We'll get to that. We're not finished. The me'achar shezarak hadam karoi. We learned, once you do Zrika properly, Yesh b'basar heter l'kahanim. The kahanim can now eat it. V'ein ma'alin bo. There's no me'ila. Once you do a valid zrika, no more me'ila. Aval hacha, but over here, given the pigle b'zrika, I did pigle by zrika, lo yotza b'basar midei me'ila. The meat never gets out of me'ila. The halo chazi l'kahanim. Nobody's allowed to eat it. You can't eat that. Make sense? Now, second case. Kachekalim. When does Kodshe Kalim become Me'ila eligible?
After Zrika.
After Zrika. Before Zrika, it doesn't belong to it belongs to me. It's considered mine. Can't do Me'ila on non-hektish. If I sit on your chair, that's not Me'ila. So if I play around with my animal, it's not Me'ila. When does Me'ila kick in?
Only
after Zrika. Right? And then there's only Me'ila on the parts that go to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the parts I'm allowed to eat, I'm allowed to eat. So the me'ila only begins after Zrika. If the Zrika was done with pigle, it never begins. The me'ila never begins because it was never edible. That's the second statement he says. Number two, shachta. The enu mevi di me'ila be kachi kalim, and there's no me'ila by kachi kalim. Make sense?
Doesn't accomplish anything.
Right. And therefore, there's still no me'ila, because the Zrika was invalid. Why was it invalid? Because there was a pickle foot. Make sense? Good? Abaya.
You're still chayv karis for the pickle foot.
Forget that. This is not Masechta's pickle. We're talking about Masechta's me'ila.
Yosef
Abaya. The Ka'amal Leila Hashmaitza, Abaya said over this whole word from Avgidl Amarav, Ezer Papa Labaya. Papa says to Abaya, I have a raya that that's wrong. Okay? It's a complicated raya. Now, three cases here. Case number one. Hashochet is a toda. If somebody shechs a carbon toda, lifnim, he does it right, but the bread is still in his living room. It's still in his living room. He has 40 loaves of bread with a carbon toda. He left the breads in his living room. So hashochet is a toda lifnim, v'lachma chutz l'choma, and the bread's outside the walls of Yerushalayim. It's in Tel Aviv. He left it in Tel Aviv. Lo, kadosh es alechem. The lechem has no kedusha. Easy case, easy case. Case number two, shachta, if he shachted it. Ad shelo karmu paneh betanur. And the bread is in the right place. It's in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the city of Yerushalayim. But it's not baked yet. It's still raw dough. Vafilu karmu kulam. Chutz me'achas mehen. And even 39 of them are baked, and the 40th one's not baked. Lo kachu alechem. The lechem's not kodesh. Okay? Those two halachas have nothing to do with this. Third one. Shachta. If I shechted the carbon toda with a pigle thought, which is fun. I shechted the carbon toda with a pigle thought, chutz l'zman of a chutz l'mkoma, I'm going to eat it at the wrong time, at the wrong place. Kodesh alechem. The lechem becomes kodesh. Now, why does the lechem become kodesh? Because I did a maisa shechita. Yeah. So the toda, the animal, I can't eat. The bread's okay.
Okay.
Alma, what do you see? Pigle, maisila, I'm sorry, kodesh alechem. The lechem becomes kodesh, right? What does it mean it becomes kodesh? It becomes kodesh, and if I eat it, I'm over me'ila. I'm over me'ila for eating those breads. Why am I over me'ila? Because the bread that's connected to the carbon I can't eat because I did pigle. So, but the breads become me'ila eligible. So what do you see? That even when there's a pigle, the food's edible. There's me'ila. It's kasha. We said that if there's pigle, it never became eligible. So that's not true. Right? Alma, what do you see? Where am I? Alma, pigle maisi lide me'ila. Pigle brings it to me'ila. Right? Rashi says in very one line, b'kachi kalim. Then told about this kachi kalim. We said that if you don't do it right, there's never, the me'ila never begins by kachi kalim. If you do pigle, the me'ila never begins. Why does the me'ila never begin? Because it was never valid.
It's a non-starter.
You see here, it's not true. I did pigle on the toda, and the me'ila began. The me'ila began on the bread. Right? Right? You hear that, Kasha? Mm. Fair question? Mm-hmm. Ishtik. He didn't have an answer. Abai said, that's a good Kasha. I don't have an answer. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Liyasa Rav Abba, when he came in front of Rav Abba, listen to this answer. When he came in front of Rav Abba, Amar Lei Bizrika. No. It depends when you did pigle. There are two times you could do pigle. There are four times you could do pigle. You could do pigle by shechita, right, by kabbalah, by halacha, and by zrika. If you do, let's look at this Rashi inside. Amale bezrika. Taima de kodesh halechem kishapigel. The reason why the bread had kedusha, even though you did pigle, and if you eat the bread, you're over me'ila. That's because kishapagel b'shechita. You did pigle by the shechita, by the first stage. Mishum deshasak bezrika. V'lo pagal bezrika. You didn't have a pigle thought when you did the zrika. You know what kind of pigle that is? It's a very inferior kind of pigle. That's not real pigle. Real pigle is when you have a pigle thought by the zrika. Because the zrika is the main avoda. You had a pigle thought by the shechita? That's not really a pigle thought. Therefore, hilkach lo havi pigle gomor. It's not real pigle. It's pigle. But it's not real pigle. B'shchita l'chuda l'achi kodesh alechem u'molen bo. That's why the lechem became kodesh, and if you eat it, you're over me'ila. Because the pigle is a half-baked pigle. It's only pigle by shchita. It's such an inferior kind of pigle. Aval had the amr of Gidl. The eno maybe de me'ila. When did Rav Gidl say that pigel does it makes the kachin kalim a non-starter, that there'll be no me'ila. When is that true? Hainu, the pigel bezrika mamish. You did pigel mamish by the zrika, David pigel gomer. That's real pigel. That's the pigel we can't stand. If you did pigel by zrika, it would never allow the carbon to become me'ila eligible because he didn't do anything. It's pigel. Right, what about the case of the tamid? That was pigel. By the toda, that was pigel only by shechita. That's not really pigel. Okay?
Never had this before.
Levels of pigel. That we never had before. Levels of pigel's relative. We never had that before. That's the Gemara's answer. We're not finished yet. That's one answer. We'll pick up tomorrow. We'll continue this sugya. Everyone have a very good day.
Where we stop?
And a good Shabbos.